Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back after the break. We're now into the second and final hour of today's show on the Road to Makkah Hajj series. We're talking about the ziyarah today of Madina al-Munawwara, and we're going to continue with the next part now, inshallah.
Welcome back. Before where we left off was, we now arrived at Rawdha-i Rasul. We are presenting our salams and the salams of all those people that have asked us to convey their salams as well. After that, you move slightly to your right and you will come in line with the second circle. That is where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who is resting. When you arrive in line with that, you read Assalamu alayka ya Khalifata Rasulillah, Jazakallahu an Ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In many, many kitabs, there are many, many things written. This is one that I just read. Another thing that a person can read, Assalamu alayka ya Sayyidina Aba Bakrin Siddiq, Assalamu alayka ya Khalifata Rasulillah, Assalamu alayka ya Wazira Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Assalamu alayka ya Sahiba Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil ghari wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then you will move a little bit more to your right and you will come in line with the blessed face of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Something similar, you will read that, Assalamu alayka ya Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Assalamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Assalamu alayka ya Izza al-Islam wal-Muslimin, Assalamu alayka ya Abal al-Fuqara'i wal-Du'fa'i wal-Arami wal-Aytami wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this in front of the blessed face of Rasulullah of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then one thing I forgot to mention, that when you're in line with the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once you have conveyed your salam, you request the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede on your behalf on the Day of Judgment. Then of course move to the right, present your salam to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala, then Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, then move further right, and then when you passed the Rawdha-i Mubarak, the Rawdha-i Sharif, then you face towards the Qibla and then you make dua. This is an occasion where dua is accepted. You will make long dua. If you have already done Hajj, you will make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts your Hajj and He gives you the tawfiq and ability to come again and again. Make long dua for yourself. Make long dua for your family, your parents, your teachers, and the whole of the ummah. This is a place where dua is accepted. The ladies, for them there is a time early in the morning from the local people, especially those people that clean the Masjid Nabawi Sharif. You'll be able to find out from them what time the mosque is open for the ladies. Apart from that, there is a time after Zohar as well, after Zohar till before Asr. That time it's open for the ladies as well, and the ladies can present themselves for salam as well. So عورتوں کے لیے فجر کے بعد صبح وقت ہوتا ہے سلام پیش کرنے کے لیے, اور اسی طرح زور کے بعد وقت ہوتا ہے ان کے لیے سلام پیش کرنے کا. آدمی جو ہے اس جگہ کے تقدس کا, اس جگہ کے جو آداب ہیں, احترام, اس کو ہمیشہ ملحوظ رکھے. سو ونس یو کنویڈ یو سلام, یو میڈ دعا, then you will leave the masjid. So while you're staying in Medina, try to spend as much time as possible in the masjid itself. Every time you come, make a niyat of i'tikaf. I forgot to mention that, make a niyat of i'tikaf. If you have, start from now making niyat of i'tikaf when you enter your local masjid, because nafli i'tikaf you can make for as little time. There's no length to that. So once you are in the habit of making i'tikaf every time you enter the masjid, then inshallah when you enter Masjid al-Nabi, you will already be in that habit. So it's, you know, what could be a bigger blessing than that Allah gives you the tawfiq, gives us the tawfiq to do i'tikaf in a place like Masjid al-Nabi, such a blessed place. As much as possible, when a person is in Masjid al-Nabi, try to spend as much time reciting Salat Salam, as I mentioned, one thing, a useful thing would be to have a tasbih with you, so you're constantly engaged in Durood Sharif. When you are coming to the hotel and going to the hotel, you can also read Durood Sharif as well. Medina mein jab aadmi ka qiyam ho to sabse zyada aham cheez Durood Sharif ka padhna. Now, just coming and going to the hotel, you can recite a lot. Now, one of the shortest duruds is Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, a person easily can recite, if I was to say to somebody, easily aap jo hai ke hazar martaba ek din mein Durood Sharif pad sakte hain. The way to do it is that when you leave the hotel to Masjid Nabawi, when you're walking, you have a tasbih in your hand, and many times over you'll be able to complete that tasbih a couple of hundred times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab masjid mein aayenge, aapki kai tasbihat jo hai mukammal ho jayengi. When you're going back from your hotel to, when you're going back from masjid to your hotel, this time is very precious. So you just engage yourself in the recitation of a durood. When you're sitting in the masjid, then if you have that book, Durudu Salam, then you can read from there as well. When you're passing outside, from outside the Masjid Nabawi, firstly, when you're inside the masjid, try to sit near Rawza-e Rasool as possible and keep your gaze on there. When you're passing by, when you're passing by from outside as well, if you can see the green dome, try to keep your eyes on there. Ulama ne likha hai ki aadmi bahar se bhi guzar raha ho to aadmi thodi der thehar jaye aur salatu salam jo hai pesh kare. Another thing for the ladies, if, because they are in that state where they cannot read the salat, they can still present the salam from outside the masjid. So masjid mein dakhil nahi hongi, lekin agar aurat حیض اور نفاس کے حالت میں ہے, ان ایام میں ہے جن میں نماز نہیں پڑھ سکتی, تو مسجد کے باہر سے بھی عورت جو ہے سلام پیش کر سکتی ہے. So you can sit outside the masjid and send salutations on the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So as much time as possible, try to spend in the masjid. Try to spend on the people of Medina as well, with the intention of benefiting them, because they are the dwellers and they are the neighbors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are inhabitants of the blessed city. Always, always have respect for the people of Medina. Always be nice to them, be kind to them, be good to them. Don't quarrel with them. Don't say anything bad. If they say anything to you, agar koi mamlaat mein kuch cheez ho jaye, you know, forgive them, because we are there. When we go, we are there 8 days maybe, and these are those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to live there. So there are many, many incidents of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He dealt with the people that have shown disrespect to the people of Medina, to the city of Medina. And for further reading, what I would suggest is read Fazail Hajj. In Fazail Hajj, there's a section on Medina al-Munawwara. Read the stories and the incidents of what has happened. So jab aadmi Medina mein ho, sabse badi cheez hai Medina ka adab ehtiram, Medina walon ka adab ehtiram, shahar ka adab ehtiram, Medina ki har cheez ka aadmi ke dil ke andar adab ehtiram ho. Hazrat Sheikh ul Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi ne apni fazail hajj mein mustaqil ek hissa is par likha hai ke Medina ke adab ke bare mein, aur jin logon ne uski beadbi ki, beehtrami ki, Medina ki cheezon ki beadbi aur beehtrami ki, to Allah tbarak wa taala ne unko unke sath kaise sulook kiya. اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہمیں اس کی صحیح جو ہے ادب کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. میں اللہ کی وسط توفیق ٹو ہیو ریسپیکٹ فار ایوری تھنگ آف مدینہ اینڈ ہولڈ دیٹ ڈے ان آر ہارٹ. سو ون اے پرسن از ان مدینہ, اف اے پرسن گوز فار شاپنگ, ہی شوڈ ہیو دی انٹینشن آف بینیفیٹنگ دی پیپل آف مدینہ. دیر از آف کورس دی فیمس date market where people usually go to purchase the dates. There are many shops in the shopping centers as well where people can purchase the dates. Around Masjid Quba, there are date gardens as well where people can purchase the dates as well. From the date Kujur market, there are shops, I think they'll even cargo your dates for you as well. I'm not too sure where these some shops do. I'm not too sure whether all of them will, but some shops they will make arrangements for your dates to be cargoed with your group leader as well. In some groups, you can make that arrangements to have that cargoed. So what people usually bring from Mecca, is apart from other things, is the Zamzam water. The airlines, they usually allow you to carry 10 liters. In Medina, you can purchase the dates. There is a whole selection and whole variety of dates that you can purchase from there. When you go for ziyarats as well, usually in the groups, they take you for ziyarats as well. The thing to be mindful of as well, that when you go for ziyarat, that go after Fajr and come back for Zuhr. That koi admi ek namaz bhi jo hai Madina ki na chode. Har namaz jo hai Masjid Nabi ke andar admi pade. Aur har waqt jo hai zikr mein, tilawat mein, ibadat mein apne aap ko jo hai guzare. So inshallah, after the break, we will be covering the pillars of Masjid Nabi and Jannatul Baqi as well, inshallah.